Thank you and good afternoon. On Saturday afternoon, Hoopa Ambulance responded to the Kim 2 area after receiving a report of a drowning victim. When personnel arrived on scene, they saw 33-year-old Oregon resident Justin Russell Benich and the witnesses who drug his body to shore. Life-saving efforts were attempted but were unsuccessful, and Benich was pronounced deceased at the scene. His body was then turned over to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Due to conflicting witness statements at the scene, an autopsy was conducted earlier today to determine the exact cause of death. However, the results were inconclusive. At this point, the sheriff's office believes that no criminal activity was involved in Benich's death. Tissue and blood samples were taken for further testing, and results will arrive in the coming weeks. Police from Humboldt State University have opened an investigation into the theft of thousands of dollars worth of equipment from the campus's student-ran radio station, KRFH. The theft is suspected to have occurred over the weekend, as three Macintosh computers along with a CD mixer and a mixing board were stolen from the station, which is located in the Gist Hall building. KRFH, which is a class during the academic year, has been holding an optional summer program since the station went FM in 2014. The investigation into the crime, which is a felony, is underway, and anyone with information about the stolen items are asked to contact authorities. Humboldt Bay Fire issued another county warning. Dan Squire has more.
The Humboldt Bay Fire Department issued another warning to residents that 4 years of drought have left local forest lands and wildlands tinder dry, and you don't have to go to the forest to find the fire danger. On Sunday evening, Humboldt Bay firefighters extinguished a half-acre vegetation fire that was most likely caused by the use of fireworks in a dry, grassy area. That wasn't the only fire caused by the careless use of fireworks over the weekend in California. CAL FIRE reports that at least a dozen fires were ignited by the careless use of fireworks over the holiday weekend. Residents are urged to use extreme caution, even in built-up areas, because the fire danger remains high.
Thank you, Dan. The Board of Supervisors approved a letter of support to be sent to Assemblymember Jim Wood at their meeting this morning. Wood held hearings on the impacts marijuana cultivation has on the waterways and watersheds on the North Coast. The supervisors support Assembly Bill 234, which was authored by Wood to create a framework for the State Department of Agriculture to tag and regulate the growing of medical marijuana plants with an identifier. The bill also states the department would monitor the number of plants in a particular watershed and limit the number of plants that can be grown in the watershed. The county bomb disposal unit was called to Ridgewood Elementary School after a possible explosive had been found on the school ground Sunday night. Personnel responded to the scene and found a PVC pipe, and after further investigation determined that it could possibly be an explosive. A bomb bot was deployed to render the device safe, and there were no damages or injuries reported. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Along with improved technology, body cameras were the general topic of discussion when Eureka Police Captain Brian Stevens was on Talk Shop Monday morning. Currently, the police department has two cameras which they plan to test next week. Stevens thinks body cameras are a great way to show transparency to the public, and it goes to Stevens' point that it's a two-way street between the public and police.
And hopefully with the body cameras, it not only will keep our officers, which I think they do an excellent job, but make them more accountable for what they say and what they do, but it will also make the community be on a little higher alert, careful what they say to the officers. And I think it's a two-way street, and the things we've seen, you know, it causes complaints to go down. I think it'll be a great piece of evidence for court and a lot of the cases we have to deal with. So I see it as being a positive.
One of the other elements to implementing body cameras is data storage and how to archive that data for pending cases as well.
I think we have to hold on to everything for 12 months. And that's before we can start purging it. But, you know, then we started looking at, well, what if we have a case that's attached to a piece of video? So we have to be able to archive that for a little bit longer. If we have a complaint or any type of litigation, those are going to have to be marked and archived until that litigation or complaint has actually been complete. And, you know, in civil court, that could take years.
Stevens also said that waiting to test cameras was a good idea, as EPD watched and learned from departments in San Diego and LA County. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.